AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge is set to hear arguments today on whether she should at least temporarily halt the immigration crackdown in Minnesota that's led to the fatal shootings of two people by government officers. The state of Minnesota and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul sued the Department of Homeland Security earlier this month, 5 days after Renee Good was shot by an immigration and customs officer. Saturday's shooting by a Border Patrol officer of Alex Preddy has only added urgency to the case. At a news conference, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defended the Border Patrol officer's actions.
This individual showed up to impede a law enforcement operation and assaulted our officers. They responded according to their training and took action to defend the officer's life and those of the public around him. And I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up with a gun and ammunition rather than a sign. This is a violent riot when you have someone showing up with weapons and are using them to assault law enforcement officers.
In bystander videos of the shooting, Preddy is seen with a phone in his hand, but none appears to show him with a visible weapon. Family members said Preddy owned a handgun and had a permit to carry a concealed handgun in Minnesota. They said they had never known him to carry it. Meanwhile, Governor Tim Walz spoke at a news conference and had a message for President Trump.
So my question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state?
Global shares mostly declined today. Japan's benchmark took a tumble after the yen surged against the U.S. dollar. In sports, Super Bowl 60 is set, and it's a rematch from 11 years ago, the New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. This is AP News. Stranded by winter weather? Here's what airlines owe their passengers.
Bad weather like the winter storm happening now can derail even the best laid travel plans. When that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually rebook for free, but availability can be limited during peak times, like right now when there are thousands of cancellations. You are entitled to a full refund if you choose not to travel or find a different way to get to your destination. But airlines are not required to cover lodging or meals for stranded passengers. I'm Julie Walker.
More on this and other news at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.